As promised, we're joined right now by running back for the Indianapolis Colts. Coming off a game where he had 7 carries for 58 yards. He had 4 receptions for 17 more yards. That was in that win over the Raiders. Nearly 700 yards and 7 TDs from scrimmage this season. He was a first-team all-conference player at NC State. The 104th pick overall in 2018. Indy at home against Houston on Sunday. It is a CBS game. Naheem Hines is my guest. Naheem, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm well, Jim. Thanks for having me on. Big fan of you and the show, so really honored to be on.
Man, I really appreciate you saying that. It's been a moment since you and I have gotten together and talked, so it's great to have you back. Thanks so much. Now, we're in the middle of December, and the team's coming off a couple of nice road wins. You're battling for first in the division. Let me start right there. What is the vibe like around the team right now?
The vibe around the team is just the fact that we control our destiny. Obviously, Tennessee has a tiebreaker on us, but, you know, that really doesn't really matter. We have to go on there and win our last 3 games. And the good thing about, you know, football is you play all those games. You play them 1 weekend at a time, 1 day at a time, and that's what we're really focused on. We're focused on Thursday today, winning Thursday, and then winning Friday, Saturday, and then going out and executing on Sunday.
Naheem Hines is joining us. So you're coming off that win over the Raiders, 44-27, and the team had more than 450 total yards, including 212 yards on the ground. So what was the offense's mindset going into that game, and then how pleased were you with that execution?
Our mindset was just to be physical because, you know, we all know how the Raiders are, you know, physical team. They're going to try to stop the run and they're going to try to run the ball. So we accepted that challenge this week, and I think it turned out well for us. But that's every week for us. But, you know, some weeks it's just a key emphasis that, you know, the other team's a hard-nosed football team. You know, teams like the Raiders, the Ravens, Steelers, all those teams kind of have, like, the same identity in that sense. So, you know, it was really great to go out there and execute. And, you know, football is a game of execution. A lot of times teams know what you're doing, but when you go out there and execute, it doesn't really matter.
Let's understand that you're taking this one day at a time, and it's part of that process. But do you feel like when you have a game like that and a win like that, does it feel like the team is starting to play its best football when it matters most?
Absolutely. All the great teams and the teams that make the playoffs, they hit their stride in December. A lot of teams that make the playoffs don't lose a lot of games in December. So really, that's what you know. That's what Coach Reich's been telling us. You know, we got to play out. We have to ascend each week and play better football than we did last week. And as for right now, we've been doing that. But one thing that's really big in our culture and on our team is don't ride the waves of results. So we had a great game running the ball, but we can't ride that wave. We got to go back to, you know, the 1-0 mentality and winning each day. And if we play bad, it's okay. It's one game. We have to do the same exact thing and just begin again. And that's what I think we've been doing a great job of that, just, you know, focusing one day at a time and not riding the wave of results.
Right, one day at a time. I would imagine also one play at a time. Like, there were so many great plays in that win over the Raiders, but I've got to ask, what did you think when you saw Kenny Moore come down with the interception the way he did, and how much does that say about him as a player?
I can tell you exactly what I told Kenny Moore. He's different. He's very, very different. He's a special player. And, you know, guys like that, he made that play like that, but guys in the NFL who make plays like that, that isn't their first time. You can turn on film from Kenny in high school and college, and you can see that exact same play. So he's a special player to make a play like that. Then, you know, not to ride the waiver result, but then to come back to make another fumble after that, that's remarkable. That's why he's the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. And, you know, we're blessed to have somebody like that on our team and get to practice against somebody like that. I think he's probably the best, you know, slot nickel in the league. So it's really great to see him go out there and have success.
You know, I love that notion that he's different, because if you've got like an entire locker room of different guys, like pretty much everybody there is used to being the man from someplace or somewhere at some point. But if you've separated yourself from the guys who are the alphas, like what makes him different? Is it mindset? Is it preparation? Is it innate athletic ability? Is it all of those things? How is he different from everybody else?
It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit of all of the above. I mean, he's a hard worker. His story is incredible. You know, not having any offers, didn't start till a senior year at high school, goes to a D2 school. And then he is really, really athletic. Like, I've seen videos of him windmill dunking, and he's like my height. So the fact that he's, first of all, like an undersized guy technically, but he plays like he's, you know, 6'1", 6'2", 220, even though he's like 5'10", 190 pounds, you know, that's a big thing. And I think this is really just, you know, being a small guy, having that work ethic, you know, being underlooked his whole life and having that dog mentality. And that's what makes Kenny him. He just has that dog mentality. Doesn't take no for an answer. Real disruptive in the run game and real disruptive in the pass game as well.
Listen, it's self-evident, but it's like the highest praise. When somebody says about somebody else in that league, they've got that dog mentality. That's like the best thing you could say about a guy, if you ask me. What does that mean exactly, that he's got a dog mentality?
It's different for everybody, but really it's just, you know, being the physical guy, being the guy, you know, in the boxing terms, to, you know, hit the guy before they hit you. And that's what Kenny always does. Kenny's always the guy, you know, hitting that guy before he hits him, if it's in the pass game, the run game. And that's really what it is. And then really being able to fight through adversity, that's what really a dog does. You know, bad things happen, but you got to come back with a clear mind, and, you know, you got to go out there and be a dog and figure out, you know, football is a game of physicality. So you got to have just that mentality that you won't take no for an answer. You just got to be physically dominant in front of the guy across from you. So that's really what it is. It really just comes to that mindset of Kenny saying, no, this guy's not getting nothing. No, this guy's not making the play. And that's really what makes Kenny Kenny. It's amazing to watch him.
Yeah,
see every day in practice and then see it translate to Sunday.
Nyheim Hines joining us. That's a great explanation. And I know that your teammates would say the same thing about you. In fact, when you and I talked a few years back, when you were still at NC State, we talked about Philip Rivers and the fact that you had been watching him playing on TV back in the day, and now your teammates. He was quick to point out this about you, quote, this guy's a runner. He can run between the tackles, and he's a heck of a receiver. He is an explosive player, end of quote. Rivers said that about you. Like, it'd be pretty easy for somebody with your hands and your speed and your explosiveness to be labeled as a scat back, but how much pride do you take in the fact that your teammates trust you to run between the tackles and hit guys?
You know, it means a lot. You know, in sports, a lot people try to label you, and as a player, you really can't go into those labels. I think I'm doing a great job, and for my role, I think I'm doing you know, one of the best guys in the league for what my exact role is, and really, I just have to stay ready. You know, I may not be asked to carry the ball 20 times a game, but there may be games where I have to. So really, it's just you know, trusting those guys in front of me. And, you know, I think personally when it comes to running between tackles, you know, I think Frank trusts me. And anytime I get an inside run call, I take pride in that. Like, you know, I got to get what I'm supposed to get. I can't get tackled in the backfield. I got to be right with my reads because, you know, I don't have as many opportunities as another guy. And, you know, that's, a guy who's 195 pounds running in between the tackles. You know, for some people, that I think that might be a disadvantage. But I don't think for me it's a disadvantage. I think I can hit the hole a lot faster than many running backs. And I think that's what I really try to do is use my speed, explosiveness, and really get through there. And when I get a full head of steam going, I think I can break some tackles. But for a guy to Philip to say something like that, and I actually haven't even heard that, you know, how much, we both know how much I respect him. That means a lot. So I put a smile on my face. But, you know, every week you got to go out there and redo that and re-earn that trust and respect.
Yeah, I respect that approach so much. I mean, you're right. That's high praise from somebody like that. And then you got Tom Rathman, who was an absolute warrior when he played the game. He's your running backs coach. He says similar things like that Philip said about you, or Philip said about you. But you know what? Here's something really interesting to me. It's one thing to feel a certain responsibility. You said recently, quote, when you carry the ball, you carry the fate of everybody in the organization before and after me. I take that to heart. Like, that's really heavy. That's really powerful. I love the approach. Where did that come from? And how much does it mean to you to know that you're carrying the fate of not just the other 10 guys, but the entire organization?
I got that from Coach Rathman. Coach Rathman in my career said some really great things. He said that, and then he's also, another thing that's hit me is don't count the plays, make the plays count. So, you know, just having that mentality and that mindset has been really big. And Coach Rathman's, you know, he's old school, but he does a great job of, you know, in his own way motivating us. And it's really a real thing. Just, you know, when I carry that ball, if I score a touchdown, guys like Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison, those guys are probably watching the game. Peyton Manning, they're probably keeping up with the game. And then the guys, you know, on the team, obviously, but there's a whole city, state, and all Colts fans everywhere that, you know, are staring. Like, you know, they're watching what happens when I touch the ball. Like, if you fumble, if you catch the ball, if you score. So in so many senses, it's a lot of pressure, but that's how football is. Even at NC State, there's running backs there right now who are carrying the ball, and I'm watching that. So it's really just, you know, it's really a, you know, pay it forward type of way, but it's that's really how it is when you play football. There's fans everywhere, and, you know, the people who played here, they're always going to keep up with the Colts. And, you know, future guys, they may not even know they're going to be Colts yet, like me. I was watching the Colts when Peyton Manning was there, and I know the culture now. So it's really a big thing, but I think when you really think about it, it's really something easy to look about if somebody tells you that. And I'm happy that, you know, Coach Rathman even said that for me to even think about it in that manner.
I think that's an amazing perspective, and don't forget about the other guy. Don't forget about Edge. Edge has to be watching too. Edgerrin James.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's so many, like him, Marshall Faulk. There's so many great players that, you know, have probably kept up with us, and we don't even know it. Or, you know, they don't say it, or they might tweet about it. But, you know, that's really what it is. You know, it's not just that those guys and the fans on the field, but, you know, I take pride in just, you know, those Hall of Famers who, you know, shed blood, sweat, and tears into the Colts, you know. So I really just try to go out there and be right every time I touch the ball.
Listen, one last thought. You mentioned Rathman. One more thing that he says that I'm really interested in, and I want you to explain it. He talks about body, ball, boundary. What does that mean?
Body ball boundary just means have the ball in the arm close to the sideline. So you can play pound on the sideline, a pound is, you know, running somebody over, like Rathman likes to say, or you can stiff arm them. And really, it's just a great coaching boy. And what's made Jordan Wilkins and I two draft picks since our third year, Rathman has made both of us a lot better fundamental players. And really, when it comes to football, you have to have fundamental technique, and then your talent can take over. So I think really it's been really big, just because, you know, obviously when you're running with the ball in the opposite hand, the defense is coming that way. So it's an easier hit on the ball. It's an easier chance to get a strip. So it's really great fundamentals. And, you know, it's something when I can think about it, when I can do it, I always try to do it. And he's screaming it. He's screaming, squeeze it, body ball boundary, all that stuff while I'm running. And I can actually hear it. So great coaching and always great constant reminders in the game.
Dude, a great conversation. Once again, he was the 104th pick overall in 2018. He was a first-team all-conference player back in the day at NC State and having a really nice pro career. Indianapolis at home against Houston on Sunday. Once again, that is a CBS game. Naheem Hines. Naheem, that was so good. So good to get caught up. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for being on the show. Hopefully, I'll get back on soon.
Love to have you back. Anytime. You let me know. Great conversation. Colts running back. Naheem Hines. Man, I love that. What a great approach. Great perspective. I absolutely love that take about when I carry the ball. Man, I'm carrying the ball not just for the guys on this team, not just the guys in this locker room, but the entire organization and the guys who came before me and the guys who are going to come after me.